I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. I'm from northern New York, so the international border I'm most familiar with is the one with Canada. Back in the day, we could drive right across the border, no passport required, just a driver's license, and no hassles. Things are different now. You definitely need a passport, you're questioned a lot more, and the lines can be long. Our next story is about a very different border, the one between Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, and the Republic of Ireland, which is part of the European Union and will remain so after Brexit. The UK decision to leave the EU has raised big questions about that border. The World's Matthew Bell went for a visit.
Here's the thing about the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Nowadays, there isn't one. But here on the Buncrana Road, just outside of the northern city of Londonderry, there's a reminder of the bad old days when this border was a flashpoint. It's a little memorial with the names of the victims of an IRA attack who died right here.
We all panicked with the shock, and the children were all crying and squealing. Oh, it was terrible.
This is a BBC report from October 1990.
In Derry, five soldiers died at the permanent vehicle checkpoint on a road leading to the Irish Republic on the outskirts of the city. Four masked men took a man from his home in Derry while his family were held hostage. It's understood he was forced to drive the bomb right into the checkpoint and that it went off before he could give a warning.
Actually, if you look across, if you see that huge ash tree, you can see it was damaged in the bomb, right? And this was the site of the British Army. Big British Army barracks here.
Eamon O'Keara teaches Irish language and history at Ulster University. He shows me around the spot where that bombing took place here on the border. It's where County Donegal in the south ends and County Londonderry in the north begins.
Like, I remember when there was a hard border here, when you had big barracks here.
Did you ever drive across with your family?
Oh, many's a time. You know, I was born in 1968, the year the trouble started. So I remember hard borders. I remember being stopped.
And if you pulled up here in a civilian car with a family, then you'd be pulled over and questioned.
They would stop you. They would ask you your name, where you were from. They'd put mirrors under the car. They'd maybe search the car. They could arrest you.
Mirrors looking for an explosive.
Yeah, explosives or weapons. They could arrest you. They didn't have to tell you why they were arresting you. They could hold you for 7 days without charging you.
As we talk, traffic flows freely back and forth across a border that, practically speaking, was erased in 1998.
Ultimately, what you see here is the political and economic dividend and cultural dividend of the Good Friday Agreement. These cars are passing unimpeded, right?
Not even hitting their brakes.
And the only way you know that you're in Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland is the signage. You know, Irish language signs, they're bilingual in the Republic of Ireland. But if every one of these cars had to stop for 2 minutes, it would be a catastrophe.
And it's a catastrophe that pretty much everyone around here would like to avoid. Take Christine and Mark Doherty, for instance. They work in Derry. Their kids go to school in the city. They shop in Derry. But the Dohertys live in the countryside, about 20 minutes away, across the border in Donegal.
Christine grew up in Derry, too.
Christine grew up in Londonderry, as she'll probably tell you. And no, we're an odd family, I think.
Yeah.
A beginning of a new generation, let's call it that.
A new generation because Mark is Catholic. Catholics in the north call the city Derry. Christine grew up Protestant. Protestants call it Londonderry. Back during the Troubles, a mixed marriage like theirs in Derry, Londonderry, would have been close to unthinkable.
That's another reason why we kind of moved out to Donegal as well, out of the city, to get away from street politics, you know, that type of thing. You want your children to grow up without knowing all of the turmoil that we knew.
If we were to choose somewhere to stay in Derry or to live in Derry, you would need to choose, and making that choice, you would be living in a very Catholic area or a very Protestant area, and having to explain one or the other.
But the city has changed a lot in the last 20 years, and one of the biggest symbols of that is the Peace Bridge. It connects the Catholic and Protestant sides of the city across the Foyle River. It was paid for by the European Union, which Mark points out is kind of ironic now.
With Brexit, there's going to be a border with Europe, you know, so that it wouldn't have been built 10 years from now. You know, that probably wouldn't have happened.
For the Dohertys, who drive back and forth across the border multiple times a day, the idea of an actual border crossing, like the one between the U.S. and Canada, raises lots of questions.
Are we going to be stopped every single time that we're going to cross the border? Now, it was militarized before, so it was slightly different, but are they going to have customs officers there? Are you going to have your driving license checked? Are you going to have the car checked? Are you going to be questioned every single time you go across? Is it going to cause delays? Because the amount of traffic that goes across that border on a daily basis, just in our small section of it.
Yeah. It's hard enough to get to work with three kids as it is in the morning, but if you're going to be held up at a checkpoint, you could be much later.
That's going to make it difficult for us.
When I talk to people on the street in the city centre of Derry, I hear a pretty strong consensus that Brexit could be very bad for the Irish on both sides of the border. There's already a political stalemate in Northern Ireland, with the two main parties unable to form a government. People here are worried that the politics of Brexit are just making things worse. Sinead McLaughlin is the head of the Londonderry Chamber of Commerce.
I've been walking up and down the main street here, talking to people, asking about what's on their minds about Brexit, and I got sort of a range of views. Some people think it's dumb, and some people think it's really dumb.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. It just shows you that, you know, a society such as ours, that we're in a peace process, but we're not at peace. We have an open border, and it's not just an open border for the economy, but it's about that social cohesion. It's about people being open to one another, and it's about growing and developing that shared space that we share. Brexit to us is much more than tariffs. It's much more than exchange rates. It's more about who we are, where we live, and how we want to get on with our neighbours and friends.
Some of David Bell's neighbours and friends voted yes to Brexit. Bell is from the Protestant side of Londonderry. He's a lay minister at the big Protestant cathedral here, St. Columb's. But Bell says he voted no for a few reasons.
The economic uncertainty, the lack of a plan, and the effect it would have on the constitutional status of Northern Ireland.
What do you mean by that?
That it is an integral part of the United Kingdom and wishes to remain so, unless the population here decides otherwise.
Suddenly, after the Brexit vote, Bell says there's renewed talk about a united Ireland, which he and other Protestants are not happy about at all. And in the meantime, he says the political fight over what happens with the border is threatening to unravel the peace process.
So when you think about Brexit, you worry about, it sounds like, the troubles coming back?
Yes, yes, that is a real possibility, that the IRA, because they never said that they said that, you know, they've put aside their arms, so have the loyalist paramilitaries. What happens if this whole thing implodes? And it could happen. Let's not kid ourselves.
For The World, Matthew Bell, along the border in Northern Ireland.